All right, so we'll say good morning. So we left off on page Kuf Samach Dalid. Cheshbon Nefesh Yomaimi, Yomaimi. So a daily Cheshbon Nefesh, a daily spiritual inner accounting, daily contemplation. So remember again, we were just to reorient ourselves a little bit, we were speaking, Mechaba was explaining that the goal in life is to become a giver. I actually spoke about it. Moshe reminded me that I spoke about this on Shabbos, and this is pretty much what we've been learning all the time. The goal ultimately in life is to become a giver. And what the Mechaber pointed out is that one could become a giver even with acts that have the initial appearance of being a taker. So a person goes ahead and I go to work for the sake of earning a salary. So the act of getting a salary, one could consider an act of taking. But at the end of the day, if I earn that salary in order to be able to provide for my wife, for my children, in order to be able to give tzedakah, to give charity, then suddenly again, that act that initially appeared to be an act of taking ultimately is transformed into an act of giving. So we begin. Anachnu nosdim kol yom. We give each and every day. Aval ha-she'ilo, but the question is, im ha-machshava shalanu hi l'shem nesina, Olishim Kabbalah. And we'll say this is also so important that, you know, we give, in essence, we end up giving each and every day. Just de facto, we end up giving. The question is that our intent? Is that the way we think? Is that ultimately what we're working towards? Hama'asim sha'anu osim. The actions that we do, for example, Ezra B'sol Chabais, I help out at home. Pu'ulos yomimis shekol echad ve'echad nifkash itan behechrech. Each events that occur each and every day. Hasheilihi ma kavanaso be'is asiyason. The fundamental question is, what is my kavana when I actually do it? Ledugma, for example, adam magia litzomet shemitzad klali achok yesh lo zechus kedima. So this is such a simple example, but it's so profound. I get to an intersection, and when I get to the intersection, so technically speaking, I have the legal right to go first. I got to the intersection first. Okay, so I get there first. Therefore, again, it's my legal right to go first. Be'efsharusa lahamtin chatzi daka ve'laseis l'sheni la'avor. You know what I could do? I could literally wait 30 seconds. The 30 seconds don't make a difference to me right now. I could wait 30 seconds, and I could let the other guy go first. Zoe sheila. So what is that? It's an act of giving. Zohi she'ila shel tefisas chayim. So, you know, because it's so interesting. So in that moment, it's almost like I define the entire nature of my existence. I can let him go first. I can let the individual on the other side go first. And what? What does that show? That shows that I'm a giver. That shows that by definition, I am a giver. This, I don't know that person. It's not going to make a big difference in the long run. I have the right. I have the right to go first. But when a person is a giver, by definition, they look for all opportunities to give, even the simple opportunity of letting someone else go first at the intersection. And this comes down to a very simple question. What's the point of my life? Am I here ultimately to give, or am I here ultimately to take? If a person lives with a high sense, a high level of there's a word for this, modas, that means meaning when I know myself, self-awareness. If a person lives with a heightened sense of self-awareness, hu yira shekol rega kol shnia hu mizuha im halakavel. Maybe that one's more. If a person lives with a heightened sense of self-awareness, he'll see that in every single moment, every second, a person has to self-identify, am I a giver or am I a taker? I will say every single time we act, every single moment, we have to define ourselves. Am I a giver or am I a taker? There's not one moment that goes by that a person doesn't think. You know, even in those moments that we think we're not thinking, we are still thinking. Top of page Kuf Samechay. V'hamachshavos ein lehen efsharos shlishes. And the truth is, in life, there is no third option. O shehin ritzonos losis, o shehin ritzonos lekabel. Either I am expressing a will to give, or I'm expressing a will to take. Lepamim harason lasis v'harason lekabel uchatu bar. Sometimes again, the will to give and the will to take, ultimately again converge at the same time. Ulam pa'amim rabos nitzrach lehisponin b'chdei lehavin ha'im zeh talich shel nesina o talich shel lasos. We'll say sometimes whether or not a particular act is an act of giving or an act of taking is much clearer. Other times, a person has to actively contemplate if the path I'm going down is a path of taking or a path of giving. Lepamim ha'adam choshev kol mine dimyonos ni'imim amashehu ra'a na'im lo lachshov b'mabat shtachi yavo ashov yishol ha'machshava hazu hi lo ratzon lasis v'lo ratzon lekabel. So interesting enough, sometimes we think in life that we have like these parav thoughts, right? I don't know, this is not an act of taking, this is not an act of giving. Ani lo choshev al acherim, lo lasis lahem v'lo lekabel mehem. So a person says, you know, this particular action, this particular thought, I'm not thinking even about others at all. I'm not even sure what this is. This act of taking, act of giving. Maybe it's none of the above. Ava ba'omek, madua hu choshev, ki hu mis'anik bidvarim. Hare shehu mis'anik bitanuk atzmi, shehu kabbalah. The most interestingly enough, what the Mechaber posits is that, again, even the actual act of thought, the actual act of thought is one that is enjoyable. And therefore, by definition, a person is taking the opportunity to have some pleasure for oneself. Lo banu chas shalom lomar sha'al ha'adam l'sagiv es atzmo v'lo lachshol b'shum davar tanuk. So we are not saying, again, let's say to be clear, even when we speak about this idea that a person has to become a giver, so we're not talking, therefore, that a person has to become a totally selfless being who gives absolutely no thought or no regard to their own issues. Bevade kemo she'amarnu, einenu yecholim lachios rak chayei nesina. The truth is, for most people, I can't live a life of just giving. Anu muchrochim lekabel lepamim. Sometimes we have to be ready to receive. Hein mebechina fizit. Sometimes, again, it's from a physical perspective, and sometimes it's from a spiritual perspective. We'll say very important yisod, because we're talking a little bit out of two sides of our mouth. On one hand, what we're saying is the goal in life is to become a giver. That's the goal. On the other hand, I also have to realize you have to be able to receive. You have to be able to receive. There is no one person that is capable, and almost the most dramatic example of this, by the way, is in last week's parasha. What happened in last week's parasha? Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't do it anymore. I can't. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate giver. He's the ultimate nosing, right? He's the giver of the Torah. He gives up pretty much his entire life for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And yet what? He comes to a moment where he says, I can't keep giving. I can't do it myself anymore. I need the help. He needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him additional help. So this is very important. So on one hand, my goal is to be an absolute giver. On the other hand, I also recognize impossible to be a perpetual giver. I have to be able to take a little bit as well. He goes on. He says, and sometimes we have to take spiritually. Sometimes we have to take physically. But the essence of life, Tzorech lihibanos ba'ofen shel miut kabbalah v'harchavos efshar sanesina. So if this is true, that at the end of the day, as much as I want to be an absolute giver, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Life is about a combination between giving and taking. But what's my goal in life? My goal in life is to maximize my opportunities for giving. So I can't always be a giver. I have to sometimes be a taker, but I have to maximize my opportunities for giving wherever they may be. Adam she'egia l'shlav azem, a person who reaches this level, and again, this level is, I try to be a giver as often as possible and to maximize my giving opportunities, while also recognizing that sometimes I will have to take, sometimes I'll have to receive. Person who reaches this level, ya'aroch li'atzmo, cheshbon nefesh yomaymi. So a person who reaches this level will engage in a state of constant daily contemplation. Biyisbone. And I'll ask himself the following question. Ma'asisi hayom. What did I do today? Nasati? O kibalti? Was I a giver? Was I a giver or was I a taker? Umasim Shehim Nesina, Heim Be'emes Nesina O Kabbalah. And the acts that I engaged in that looked like acts of giving, were they really acts of giving or were they acts of receiving? When it looks like I was giving, was I giving or was I actually taking? Because remember, so we pointed out already last week that a person could engage in an act of giving. It looks like an act of giving, but if I'm doing it for myself at the end of the day, then what? Then that's lamaisa, an act of taking. So again, question number one is, what did I do today? That's question number one. Always a very important question to ask. What did I do today? What did I accomplish? Also, you know, sometimes it's a very difficult question to ask because when we look back at the day, we're not exactly sure what we accomplished. I'm pretty sure I went to work. I'm pretty sure that I had all of this stuff to do. But if you ask, like, what are the five things I accomplished today? Sometimes it's hard, and that's a whole different discussion about the age in which we live in, especially with all of the emails and everything we have to contend with. A person could spend an entire day being busy, but not an entire day being productive. Two very different things. So number one, what did I do today? Number two, nasati o kibalti. Did I go ahead? Did I take? Did I take? Did I take or did I give? Hamasim shein nesina heim be'emes nesina o kabbalah. And the actions that I gave, that I did take, are they real, or that I did give, are they real giving actions or are they receiving? Hamasim shem kabbalah, the actions that appear to be like receiving, ha'im be'emes kabbalah o nesina. So those are the questions I have to ask. What did I do today? The actions that appear to be giving, were they really giving or were they receiving? And the actions that appear to be receiving, were they receiving or perhaps were they giving? All right, well, so stop over here.
What is the lesson for taker? For a receiver or a taker?
For a receiver, someone is a nosin or a makabel.
A
makabel means a receiver, not a taker. Not a taker, but by definition, he's calling a taker a receiver, a makabel. I guess if you wanted the word for it, it would be a lokeach, someone who takes. But he chooses to use the word makabel.
It seems like there's a slight difference between makabel and a lokeach. For somebody who takes and somebody receives, maybe it's just splitting hairs.
I'm sure you could advantage an argument like that, although in his